Good day, gentlemen. This is a Sunday here in the UK. Now, I don't feel quite as chipper as I normally do. And that's because I had a few drinks last night, but I made a mistake. It was quite late in the evening, and I had one more beer left. But it was very late. So the sensible thing to do would be to forget that and just go to bed. Oh, no. I had to have that last beer, right? I don't know why I wouldn't be able to enjoy it because I'm almost asleep, but I can feel its effects on me today. And unfortunately, that's the hallmark of getting old. Now, I'm not a great film watcher, but the films I've been watching lately every now and then are the old films, because I find them much more enjoyable, entertaining, and they're not hitting me over the head every 5 minutes with a message. But the modern films are dreadful, aren't they, mostly? And the video gaming industry is quite dreadful mostly as well. And of course the comic industry is dead. It's just amazing to me that these great big companies that have been in business for many, many years, see the film industry and the video gaming companies, who must know what sells and what doesn't, at least they should do by now, are failing people so badly. Of course this has been going on for many years now. They did the diversity hires long ago, and now nearly all the gaming industry people are the new people. The ones where they tick the box for the hire. So these people, and in the film industry too, are making films that they want to make. And making video games that they like. The trouble is, these people are only a small minority of the people. So only a small proportion of the people are going to like it. The majority of people are not going to like it at all. So it doesn't sell well. Well, it does to only a small portion of the people. I mean, it makes perfect business sense to me, and I'm not even a businessman. The films and games only touch upon issues that the diversity people are interested in, not the general person. But the trouble is, these companies are full of these people now, and that's why they keep making the same mistakes over and over. There's nobody else to think outside the box. The way to fix the problem is to, I'm afraid, get rid of everybody and basically start again. But this time hire people that can do the job. And they're not activists. They actually love their work. You hire people that actually have talent in that field, regardless of who they identify as. The sad thing is that probably you and me and a couple of other people together could probably make a better film than we're getting nowadays. And these people are getting gazillions of dollars to churn out exactly the same thing they did just a couple of months ago. Same shit, different package. These video game companies have been in the business for many, many years and have made some really good games. All of a sudden, don't know how to make a good game. And when they're released, they're completely unfinished with bugs everywhere. They clearly have the wrong people working in the industry, because it's a video game, not a political platform. I remember when I was a younger man, there were so many different types of films out there. So many different video games that were mostly all good. And even the music was a variety of music, was still good too. Little did I know that was the height of success there. Never to be repeated, I guess. And I'm only thankful that I actually lived through that time. Because it looks like it's all downhill from then. Seems like the businesses like video games companies and movie companies have forgotten how to make what they used to make. So they desperately try to copy what they made way down before that was a success, and they screw that up too. I'd hate to think how much money has been lost in these businesses, and how many customers they've lost also. And they still haven't woken up that their business model is broken. And it kind of seems funny that the companies are blaming the fans. They're blaming the people for not wanting it or not liking it. So they're almost saying, well, if you don't like it, don't watch it. But that's all you're going to get. Anyway, I'm going to go and watch an old film. It's the choice between True Lies or The Last Boy Scout. Let me know which one you like, guys. You take it easy now.